Ready for the weekend? We're here to get it started. This Weekend with Gordon Deal.
Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us. Gordon Deal with Nicole Murray. Coming up this half hour, bringing civility to politics. Also, a polluted river awaits Olympic swimmers in France this summer. And the sports benefit of a pat on the back. We'll have that story in about 20 minutes. Well, we are not very civil to each other at times when it comes to politics. Could the government do something about it? A couple of lawmakers on opposite sides of the political aisle are trying to lower the temperature by improving civility. Here's Ken Tran, Congress reporter at USA Today. Ken, who's involved and how?
So two lawmakers in the House, Derek Kilmer, Democrat from Washington, and Andy Barr, Republican from Kentucky, are reintroducing legislation that they hope can help bridge divides in what is becoming an increasingly polarized political environment just among regular, ordinary Americans in the U.S.
Legislation would do what exactly, Ken?
Sure. So this would fund, for example, efforts in local communities, such as, let's say, support programs that are aimed specifically at bridging gaps, right? So it'll help support maybe local organizations that hold events in their communities to maybe bring people together to start discussing maybe issues or something, really just to get people talking about their divides rather than just avoiding the issue altogether. One thing that this would do, for example, would be opening a pilot program called a new Office of Civic Bridge Building, led by AmeriCorps. And then, again, that office would lead efforts to try to bridge local divides.
Wow. All right. So it's interesting because we do make these kind of efforts overseas, right? We spend some money abroad trying to build these bridges.
Yeah. So this bill was born out of Kilmer, who in his local communities kept being asked by his constituents, like, is there any federal support for anything that could help people maybe better facilitate conflict related to politics, right? So he looked into it and found that there is that somewhat in the National Endowment for Democracy, which is a non-governmental organization that helps spend money across other countries to help foster, one, democracy and help social cohesion and bridge building. But we don't have much of that here domestically.
Yeah. We're speaking with Ken Tran, Congress reporter at USA Today. His story is called Americans Are Divided on Politics. These lawmakers want to do something about it. And he's referencing Congressman Derek Kilmer, Democrat from Washington, and Congressman Andy Barr, a Republican from Kentucky. Do these guys have support?
Sure. So there is a handful of co-sponsors from both sides of the aisle for the bill. But so far, they just reintroduced it. There's still a lot to do in Congress as far as other big ticket items that are time sensitive, such as foreign aid.
Yeah.
But the two are trying to get more people to support the bill and eventually maybe bring it up to leadership to put on the floor.
Wow. Did they back this up at all, Ken, and kind of pinpoint how we got to this period of such incivility at times?
Sure. I mean, this is really just born out of these two lawmakers seeing that this incivility is happening in their local communities. You know, that this just started when Kilmer saw fights breaking out in his local YMCA over politics. You know, he was told by local officials and organizers that, you know, people are being or instigating conflict just over, for example, seeing what someone is watching on the TV at an elliptical, for example, at the gym.
Man. But how do we get to that point? Did anybody take a stab at that?
I would say they didn't take a stab at that.
Man. So I know you said there's some support for this. There are other pressing issues. Has anything like this been tried before?
This is something that appears to be the first real shot at it. Of course, there are always efforts from Congress to work in a more bipartisan manner. But to bring something like this for more local communities and rather than just something in Washington isn't all too common.
Thanks, Ken. Ken Tran, Congress reporter at USA Today. Coming up next, more breakups caused by work-related stress.